Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right, welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. It's Ed Norris and myself all week long. Rob Long's on vacation, although you will hear from him at 9:30 today. We'll get his take on what happened with Brandon Hyde. It's just kind of like, I hate saying a comedy of errors, but it's like what could go wrong went wrong. The offseason turns out it's not good. And I think there were a lot of people saying that they didn't like it. I didn't hate all the signings. I understood the Tyler O'Neill thing. But what do we say when they signed him? He's going to get hurt. And then he got hurt, and then he came back and got hurt again. So he did what his track record says he does.
He exceeded the promise. Stop it.
Yeah.
He exceeded expectations.
The Charlie Morton thing was a knee-jerk reaction to not getting... You wanted a vet in your lineup, and he was just trash. And now he's probably going to be back in the rotation again.
Yeah.
Why? Because we're paying him. I'd rather see Chase McDermott come up here and get his ass lit up every single game if that's what's going to happen. But yeah, I mean, you look at everything that's going on, and it's not fun. It's unexpected. No matter how many of you guys, I thought this team was going to be terrible. Stop it. You think they're going to be terrible every year? There's so many people in this area that are just negative about every damn thing.
And then eventually, you're right.
Yeah,
it's even a blind squirrel. It's true. I mean,
I called the demise of Tom Brady.
Right,
I called it. Yeah. Seven years in a row.
Yes. I've been calling for the demise of the Chiefs as they keep going to the Super Bowl. I'm like, they're done. This is it. They're done.
But that's what I mean about having these arguments is because, like, I can't sit here and argue about, it was stupid to... I mean, I will. It's stupid to trade Stowers and all these things that people are saying. Because right now, when you look at it, it looks stupid.
Yeah.
But at the time, understanding why they did it and for what reason... Those guys were blocked. And if you're honestly looking at yourself talking about he was never going to play here. If you said they should have got more for him, okay, I'm listening to you. But when? That was the last trade they made, right? And it came down to the wire.
Yes.
So, it's a frustrating season. And this is a bitch because you just had two good seasons that ended horribly in the postseason. You're like, all right, this is the year, right? Nope. Can't have nice things. And so Brandon Hyde gets fired. We want to hear from you. Who do you think should be the next manager? What do you think about him being fired? Let's go out to...
I thought.
Yeah.
I mean it. I think you should bring Freddy Gonzalez back. I mean, Freddy's my kind of manager. And when I got to actually interview him in person, it clicked. I just like this guy. And I'd like to play for him. I can see why the players like him because he don't take no crap, man.
You know what I like? Mm-mm. I like our guys. That's who I like. I don't think Buck's coming back.
Freddie was here, although I don't know if they're going to bring a guy back that was part of this. But he was part of the good team.
Yeah.
You know, so. Well, he was the bench coach, right? It was his last job
and
here.
Then Chirinos got it. And like when people talk about Cousins leaving, correct me if I'm wrong, I think Cousins and Hyde were roommates.
Cousins?
Yeah, Cousins. They were related. Yeah. No, roommate. And I think when Hyde was leaving, he was going to leave. So it'd be interesting to see where Brandon Hyde ends up, if he's managing somewhere else or a bench coach, but I'm sure he'll be doing something in baseball. Let's go to Mike in Towson. You're in the fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, morning, guys. I just had a couple quick things. I was wondering, has a GM ever resigned in the middle of the season, not because of health or anything like that? And my hope is that Elias is gone by Memorial Day. And the last quick thing is it like, can reporters not ask tough questions because they're hired by the Orioles? Is that why they aren't allowed? Aren't
hired by the Orioles.
They're not hired by the Orioles. The ones that, I mean, you could sit here and say, because the Orioles own Masson, those guys
are like that. I mean, why? I mean, you could say you want Elias out by Memorial Day, but why? Is he there?
Say again?
Yeah. What's your reasoning for wanting Elias out?
Charlie Morton is the biggest reason. You don't give a 42-year-old $14 or $15 million. I don't care how much of a veteran presence he is. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the fact that they gave him $15 million in 1 year, that's what makes you upset? Because they spent $70 million in the offseason. That's not a lot. I mean, it's more than they have.
He's 42 years old.
Oh, I think he sucks, but I'm just saying the money they gave him shouldn't matter. It should matter that he just sucked. I mean, if they gave him $500,000 and he pitched like this, I'd still be pissed because he's been bad. The fact that Elias signed him, and if you look at it, it was the last signing they made too. When we're sitting here talking about it, bringing in Morton, this rotation just wasn't it. Let's go to
custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do another phone caller here. Donnie's in Dundalk. What's up, Donnie?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. I just wanted to say that Brandon Hyde's firing probably was the right thing to do because, again, you're having a losing season right now. You know, somebody's head has to roll, and you're not going to, you know, jettison some of these players here. I think it was good that they let Kyle Gibson go. I love Kyle Gibson for us. You know, a couple years ago, he ate up like 200 innings at like a sub-5 ERA. He just wasn't doing it this year. You know, Charlie Morton, if you look at his stats, he's getting a little better over the last, you know, few games. Like, he's been kind of trending in the right direction. So I guess there's hope there. What I'm really wondering is, like, these young kids who, you know, are coming up, who are making their MLB debuts, you know, you know, Povich and McDermott, like all these other guys who are trying to make their way into the rotation and kind of cement themselves there. You know, their ERAs are, you know, 6, 7. I think Kramer's up at like 7.5. Like, this is not sustainable. And when you have guys like Mountcastle, who's not producing, you know, Adley's kind of in a rut, but like those guys can't carry the team either.
Yeah. And here's the other part of it too. Appreciate the phone call. The thing I would say is we talked about Eflin. Eflin's deal is up after this year, where most people are like, hey, why don't you resign him? It'd be great. I mean, I like Eflin. I think he's a solid pitcher. I mean, I don't know that he's a number one. He's finished in the Cy Young race a couple times, so maybe you'd label number two. He doesn't strike out a lot of guys, but he's very efficient. Mm-hmm. And but the sound of it is, what's he got? He's got four little girls, I think, or three.
Does he?
He's got a bunch of girls. and that they live in Florida. This is the other part of it, too, when you look at it.
It's a Tampa Bay guy, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, the story is, whether it's true or not, I mean, money talks, and maybe if you talk to your family and you love it here, I don't know who would love this season, though, but he seems like a trade candidate to me. Like, you can get something for him at the trade deadline if he's not going to resign here. Cedric Mullins, Ryan Mountcastle, do any teams want those guys if they're hitting at that point in time? Because for the other guys, like people like, get rid of Adley. You're not trading Adley. You're not trading Gunner. Colton's going nowhere. Jackson's going nowhere. Kierstead, we'll have to see. But I want to see Kierstead out there full time if this team's going to suck.
Yeah.
Lefties, righties, who gives a rat's ass?
Well, that's the other thing. You want to see, like, if the team's just going to play like this, then let's see what you got in the young guys and give them a chance. And you told me just letting it rip because you really got no pressure. We got no pressure now.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's expecting anything.
Well, that was like, the thing we talked about with Stowers where it was said that Rob said it. Ryan Mountcastle had told him, like, when the team was bad, like, it was just so easy to go out there and let it rip. Like, just go hit the ball.
Yeah.
And you think of that presence of mind that there's no pressure on you because the team's not expected to be good. Now the team's expected to be good and you don't start hitting. You got all these young guys that have pressure. They need to find a vet bat somewhere and get them in this lineup. You have so much young talent. They do have to move some pieces to add some veteran leadership.
They're right-handed,
but this is the wrong year right now to do it. So take that for what it's worth. Let's grab another caller here. Rich is in Key West. What's up, Rich?
Hey, Jeremy. Thanks for taking my call. And Ed, welcome back.
Thank you, man.
I heard Ed on the previous caller ask, why would you want to see Elias go? Arguably, he's had probably the worst calendar year as a general manager of any general manager in baseball. The Orioles' payroll in 22 was $62 million. It's $174 million today. If I'm the owner, I'm scratching my head going, where's all my money going? And I also think it's an indictment when the owner, as I understand it, basically directs the general manager to fire the manager. So my question is, how much confidence are you going to have in Elias to move on to the trade deadline? Because I firmly believe they're going to be big-time sellers. Whether or not they can use that to turn everything around, I don't know. But Elias is not the guy I would want pulling the trigger.
I mean,
thanks for taking my call.
No, I appreciate it. But even in saying big-time sellers, like, how many different things do they have to sell off? They're not trading any of these young players that they have under contract. It's expiring contracts. They have a handful of vets. There could be some bullpen pieces. Hell, they could trade Kittredge if he starts pitching well. That's what I fully expect. You're going to trade a couple bullpen arms. You're going to trade a couple of, you know, position players. But it's not going to be any of the young studs that you have because that's who you're building around.
Yeah.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.